Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, the Chargers and Jags coming up, and some question marks on the offensive line. I think we've said that the last couple of games around here. A few question marks this week. Omame and then Parnell on the right side, a couple of question marks. AJ Can trying to come back from the triceps injury. Not an ideal setup, but not one we haven't seen before.
It's a tough week to face Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Because, notice I say Los Angeles,
yes,
because they're
job.
Not in San Diego anymore, mm-hmm. to face Los Angeles with guys who are down because Joey Bosa plays a power game.
He does, but it also feels like these guys all practiced on Wednesday and Thursday. Marquise Lee, the last couple of weeks, didn't practice during the week until Friday and went. I anticipate these guys practicing, but as you said, Jeremy Parnell being limited against either Joey Bosa or Ingram is not the ideal situation.
Well, he's got that. He had a brace on his knee during mm-hmm. practice, and you know you see how he is. But he's had a brace on the elbow. I mean, he looks like the bionic man out
yep.
there. He is, and he's playing very well. Has played very well in recent weeks,
and so he's been able to tough through it this year. So
absolutely, you'd like to be able to see him playing well without all those braces on.
The Jags' offense in general has started to roll the last couple of weeks. 500 yards two outings ago, over 400 last week. Blake's playing well, managing them down the field. The running game has been there without Fournette, but now you got Fournette back on the field this week.
I hope that Blake Bortles can play at the performance level he has with Fournette back.
I think he will, and I think the key here this week, you want to be able to have Fournette not only be as effective as the running game has been without him, you want him to hit a big play or two because I think points are going to be at a premium this week. I think big plays and a fourth quarter takeaway will decide it. You would like Fournette in his first game back to be the guy who makes that for the Jaguars.
That's the one thing the Jags defense has not had in the last couple of weeks, a takeaway. They need to get something done against Rivers. A takeaway or two would help get that done.
Yeah, and he's a guy who will throw the ball into tight spaces, which against these corners should create some sort of opportunity. Plus, the safeties have played really well as well.
I think that'll be the difference. In the past, Rivers has been able to throw, and he doesn't always throw with the most incredible velocity, sometimes by choice because he knows where he's putting it. If he doesn't get the ball to his receivers quickly, then I think the Jaguars create turnovers this week.
Chargers have played well lately. They've won 3 of 4. The Jags are tied for first place, 5-3. Chargers-Jaguars coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. That's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.